At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey everybody, welcome to Beyond the Bell. I'm Andrew Zarian, solo today, here on Fightful. We will be doing a solo episode. Rich is out on assignment. Now, I don't know where Rich is. It's quite possible he's lined up at Citi Field getting ready for the Mets game this afternoon, much like everybody else in this neighborhood. He needed a day off, or he just needs a day to decompress for this game that we're going to have today here in Queens. I don't know. Rich is not here today. I'm solo. My producer, MG's here with me. He's going to be chiming in. But today will be a Q&A episode. Since last time, you guys loved it. I had a great time doing it, to be honest. We just hung out and you guys asked questions. And we had Joel here hanging out also. If Joel wants to, maybe he could come on. But I thought it would be fun, rather than not doing a show, I thought it would be fun to just hang out here and do another Q&A with some other news. You know, obviously there's stuff happening in the world of professional wrestling. By the way, congratulations to your Detroit Tigers yesterday, MG.
Thank you.
You guys had a hell of a battle.
I was in a moment. I had about 4 hours of complete panic.
Well, listen, that's going to be me today.
You know. You're going to at 5 o'clock. Don't talk to you. I know.
Don't talk to me. Yeah. You know what I discovered? We're going to get to the wrestling, but I discovered that Krabby Patties are out. My buddy Josh told me that Wendy's has a Krabby Patty now that selling. They're doing a SpongeBob collab, and my kids are going to go nuts for it. So I'm going to order, for the first time in God knows how long, I'm going to order Wendy's for them. I'm not having any of it because I don't eat any of that stuff anymore. I haven't had fast food in God knows how long, so they're going to be thrilled, and we're going to watch the game. It's going to be a perfect afternoon here. But let's talk about professional wrestling. Bad Blood was on Saturday. I'm not going to run down the card because you guys probably heard everything about it already. But I want to touch on a couple things. That Drew McIntyre CM Punk match was one hell of a Hell in a Cell match. What did you think of it? You liked it, MJ? Because I thought it was fantastic.
Oh, I loved it. It was amazing. It was. I was so glad they're embracing the fact that in big matches, color's okay as long as you don't overdo it and you're safe about it. We can do it when it means something. And
yeah, I thought it was good. I thought it was done right. You know, you have a Hell in a Cell match. You want it to be violent. You want it to be bloody. They both bled. I believe they said Drew's was the hard way, but I don't know. Drew did take a nasty
16
spot
staples, according to
on the
Sean,
top of his head.
Staples. Yeah.
So I guess that was the hard way.
Oh, and then that bump on the side of the steps. That was brutal.
Yeah, that was brutal. I thought it was fantastic, but now the big story is where do you go from here? And that was a story on Monday with CM Punk. Where is Punk headed? CM Punk claimed on Raw that he was too hurt to know if he was going to be around in the future. He thanked the fans and his haters for keeping him going. He said to keep doubting him and that he would see them soon, but he's not sure. And then Seth Rollins came and they did this crossover thing, you know, kind of alluding that that's the next stage for him.
Right.
Seth came out. I'm going to jump back to the pay-per-view for a second, but I want to talk about this. Seth came out. There was a tense stare down between the two. Seth says he's shocked at how things have changed since he was gone. I mean, he was there recently. Nothing, not much has changed. What is he talking about? And he called out Cody for teaming up with Roman.
So they're all still mad at him over it.
They're still, yeah, everybody's still mad at this. He says he wants to kick CM Punk's ass when he comes back. He called out Bronson Reed for a future match and said this time he's going to be ready. They somewhat built up Cody and Seth in a weird way. They built Roman and Seth in a weird way. They built, obviously, Bronson Reed and Seth and CM Punk and Seth. So I guess, you know, they're laying out who everybody's facing. And I like that, right? You got the next year of programs. Yeah, they kind of laid it out. You know, he doesn't like any of these guys. But I wanted to touch on that because it kind of went with this. Also, another point was the Crown Jewel pay-per-view. They unveiled a title, which goes into everything else we're going to talk about. There's a men's and women's Crown Jewel title now.
As you call it, your chandelier from your childhood.
Yeah, it looks like the gaudy chandelier in my Persian family's house. My father walks in the room, dude, and he's like, oh my God, look at that chandelier. Whoa, look at that chandelier. I'm like, Dad, it's a title belt. It's not a chandelier. When I was young, we had one just like that. I'm like, no, you didn't. It's not a chandelier. I had to explain that to him multiple times. He keeps saying, the chandelier, chandelier. Triple H announced that, so they set up two matches. Goldberg was set up. I don't know. Is Goldberg wrestling at that show?
I don't know. I would like to think not, but he likes some money. But he's not going to wrestle Gunther because Gunther's obviously taking on Cody.
But that could be a Survivor Series match, you know?
Yeah, that might be. Maybe that's how Cody wins that title is Goldberg shows up and costs him the title.
Maybe Goldberg costs him that title match. Sure. Yeah, that could work too. You also had a. I really liked this match. Some people did not like it. I did like it. The ending was clunky, but the Rhea Ripley and Liv Morgan match. I'm gonna tell you why I liked it because my kids really loved it. Mm-hmm. So they changed my whole tone about this thing. They love the pinata spot. They love the shark cage. I did not care for the end because that was really wacky. I guess Liv was going to win, but the referee made the call as a shoot when Raquel Rodriguez interrupted and cost the match.
I don't think he was supposed to see her, and they just went with it.
I guess not. I guess not.
Because it's like, because it just seemed weird, because normally they would be like, how many times do they go? They'll just explain it as they go of what happened. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. Because there's a stipulation. I felt like they should have been more lenient on the rules. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought that was interesting. And then at the end, we got the main event, obviously, of the show. Roman Reigns, Cody defeated Solo Sikoa and Jacob Fatu. The story was that Cody got his ass kicked the entire time. If you really think about it. He got jumped in the end. Cody would end up taking out Jacob Fatu by putting him through a table. The Tongans would get involved. Jimmy Uso was under the ring. He came out. Roman and Jimmy were leaving. And the Bloodline attacked Cody. Jimmy's asking, you know, Roman, like, what do we do? What do we do? And they go in. They do the save. Cody disappears. And here comes Dwayne. With his title. Afterwards.
I don't like it either,
that
actually. Title.
I don't like it. I said that and someone's like, how can you say that? Muhammad Ali's widow gave that to him. I go, that's great. But what does it mean for wrestling? Like, why does he have to have that title?
Just to make him seem bigger, I guess. We already know he is.
I mean, he's the biggest guy on the freaking planet. There's nobody larger than him. He's from another planet. He's from the planet of the rocks. You know who else is from that planet? Bobby Lashley. And so is Brock Lesnar. They're all from that same planet.
They all just are in different hemispheres.
Different hemispheres. Yeah. the fallout from Bad Blood, obviously. Cody gets attacked by Kevin Owens in the back in the parking lot by his bus. The only footage was fan footage, which I loved. Great, great marketing by WWE by that. Triple H
did you
mentioned
see what they did yesterday? Yeah.
No. What? Which part?
Well, no, Triple H came out and said it's being handled internally. We're aware of a situation.
Yeah.
And so they were tiptoeing around talking about it on Raw. So I think that's going to lead into something. Probably more. We'll find out more on SmackDown on Friday.
Yeah. Rock went on into, so Cody, obviously during the press conference, Triple H said Cody was not available. The Rock was on Instagram. I love that. He was leaving the building. I thought that was great. He said he didn't like what was going on the last 6 months. He looked at a picture of Dusty and he said, "I love you, but I hate your son." And then he looked at John Cena and called him Fruity Pebbles again. on the billboard, you know, on the truck. There were several legends there, obviously. It was a big legends night. Then some controversy.
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
I got a question.
Yeah, give me.
Do you think Rock writes anything down, or he just goes completely full promo?
I think my fellow Mets fan, my Mets brethren, helps a little bit with those things. You think Brian Gewirtz is not writing any of that stuff?
I mean, he's writing some of it, but these are things that Rock is just coming up with, what seems on his own.
It's possible.
These are on his own Instagram. They're not, you know, I just always wonder about that.
Yeah. So during a press conference, there was some controversy, and I wanted to touch on this. Triple H on black representation in WWE. You know, it's almost like, and I understand what he's attempting to say, right? He grew up in a generation. And listen, he's done some very, by today's standards, very inappropriate things on TV, right? Especially regarding black representation in that company.
I was going to say blackface, maybe?
Okay. he pretty much partook in blackface multiple times. You know what's wild? Like, people, you know, the excuse of like, well, you know, it was the 90s. Things were wild. You did not see that often then. I think by that point, we as, you know, a society, we're like, we should stay away from this. You know, he's participating in blackface. He did that angle with Booker T where he said people like you don't deserve, you know, the title. And very uncomfortable stuff to talk about today. But he goes, I don't see color, I see talent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not to defend, is my response that if I'm asked about black representation, I'm media trained, I'm PR trained, I don't have billions of dollars backing my training, it's just common sense, but I also grew up in a very different generation than him, I'm younger than him, so my response to things or my sensitivities to these things are a little bit different. He grew up in a different generation where the response of I don't see color was a very appropriate response. But someone should tell him.
Read the room.
Read the freaking room and know the climate that we're in. I don't think it's done with harm. I don't see him as someone, you know, listen, I don't know. I'm not one to speak on the issue like that. You know what I mean? I can't tell someone who is black in this country or anywhere that they should not be offended because he's an old timer. And that term to him or saying that sentence makes it shows how forward thinking he is. But
I think we should mention. I think we should mention the fact that as far as the actual fact that there's not that many blacks at the top of the card, it has to do with them going back to five matches on the pay-per-view.
No, listen, there's definitely criticism that should be happening.
Yeah.
When you talk about representation on your roster.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see color was the response that most people would give, but in a sensitive climate now, you know, your media, it's not me saying it. If I said it, it's a different,
right.
Listen, I'm not saying that because everything is very sensitive now, but, you know, you have criticism, you've seen the criticism and you know that that response is going to be taken poorly by many people or some people are going to say, yeah, he's just responding. I don't know. I think he was trying to prove a point, and it did not go well. You know, Cody has a great line about that because Cody has said the same thing and he did it in an interview. He said, you know, I would say that and I brought it up to Brandy and Brandy said, then you don't see me. And it changed his way of thinking. And when I read that, I said, you know what? That's a great, what a moment to share. Listen, and I don't ever go into these things, and I don't go into, you know, identity politics or anything like that. I see people for who they are. He could have said that. He could have said anything else. I don't know. It's a fascinating, it's just fascinating, the whole thing to me, that he even thought that he should say that or respond in that way.
I have good news for people that are wondering if it will change. There's someone down in NXT that if they don't strap the rocket on, they're doing something wrong.
Well, listen, NXT is very different. The representation on the NXT roster is very, very different than the main roster.
Obafemi is a main roster stud. And if they don't push him when he comes up.
They have so many people of different cultures and different colors and different backgrounds in that roster. You know, and I hope a lot of them get an opportunity. I'm not saying put them on TV because of what they are and who they are. I'm saying put them on TV because of the tremendous talent that they possess. And we've seen that for generations in professional wrestling. You know, for me as a kid, right? Me watching wrestling as a kid, I didn't ever have that mindset. Like, I didn't grow up in a house. Listen, I grew up in an immigrant house, right? And things were said that most likely would not be said that would be considered appropriate today. But I never grew up in a house that was any way in a negative racial light about people. Mm-hmm. So I never even could have comprehended that black guy on TV is being held down, because those discussions never happened. You know, it wasn't until later on that I started, you know, seeing things and hearing things and made, you know, I live in Queens.
The older you got, yeah.
Well, even a little bit older, not even super older, but I grew up in Queens where all my friends were from everywhere. You know, very, very diverse. And, you know, talking to a bunch of men and you start seeing, you know, it's interesting. I can't put my upbringing and compare that to anybody else's. I don't look at it in that way. But it's interesting, like, as a kid seeing it on TV, like, I never looked at, give me somebody that was on the top of the roster, like, give me a black, well, that says something, right? How many black stars were there in the 90s on TV regularly?
In the 90s or the 80s?
Give me the 90s.
There's one I can remember.
Well, you're older than me.
In the 90s?
Give me 90s, yeah.
Ahmed
Johnson. Ron Simmons. You know what? I'm going to tell you, Ahmed Johnson, great guy. Great. Perfect. Ahmed Johnson, great example. I never once looked at Ahmed Johnson and said, you know, he'd be great, but, you know, he's black. They won't put the title on him.
No
idea about that. I loved him.
He was a scary dude, yeah.
He was a great character. He was fantastic. Mm-hmm. I was behind him. I would have never seen. But maybe that's because I'm not a racist. Maybe that's kind of funny. Maybe I just discovered that I'm not a racist as a kid. But Ahmed Johnson,
for me,
that
same guy was Junkyard Dog. You know,
Junkyard JYD, yeah, fantastic. But you know what? He was a guy that was probably kept down, and Ahmed was a guy probably. You know what? We just discovered this, ladies and gentlemen. Andrew Zarian, I'm not a racist.
Breaking news right now.
I think these are conversations that you should be having. I think these are conversations you should be hearing.
Of course.
You know, and listen to other people. Well, all I'm saying is I think people need to listen to other people when it comes to matters like this. You know, like, I'm never going to tell. I was talking to one of my buddies, black kid I grew up with, right? And I saw it yesterday, and he's a huge wrestling fan. And I sent him that. I said, what do you think of this? And he's like, listen, I know what he's trying to say. But, you know, with everything that's gone on in the last, I don't know, 20 some odd years, you know, some things change, and the way that you say certain things change. You know? Last five, I mean, obviously, but everything is different. All right, let's go. Let's move on from this. I thought this was this was a good conversation to have here. Triple H comments on Cody Kevin Owens situation. Like we said, he said they're handling it internally on Raw, and they've instructed not to discuss it. So they're acting like this is a shoot. So CM Punk came out. That was a big story yesterday. He came out. He said he's banged up. He's hurt. He's going home for a little bit. He doesn't know when he'll be back. Seth Rollins came in to replace him. Good job with that. You know, maybe he's taking some time off and they needed another star and they put him on there.
Mm-hmm. Well, the big question is, and someone answered it, and I'm actually going to go to the super chat with this right now. Or I say actually not even a super chat, but Kamaru, I don't even know how to say this guy's name, but is CM Punk really that banged up, or he's just being taken off so till after Crown Jewel, so he doesn't get beheaded?
After
you
everything
can say that for
said.
All of them. You can say that for any of them. Actually,
I don't know if it has to do with Saudi Arabia. I don't know if it has to do with maybe he is a little banged up and he needs some time off. Coco Beware was also decent. I love Coco. You know what I loved Coco? Which version of Coco do you think I loved?
Oh, that's a great question. I have no idea. I would like to say the Frankie
high
one,
energy,
but...
high energy Coco Beware.
Okay,
when he teamed with Owen Hart, that was my favorite Coco.
Oh, I blanked that era out. I think
that's the difference, right? Because I'm younger than you. That was like peak wrestling for me. You know?
Yeah.
All right. Let's, what else do we have here? Hold on. I lost my notes. we got an IC title match. Jey Uso defeated Xavier Woods. This is still leading into the feud or the breakup between Kofi and Xavier after Xavier Woods refused to shake Uso's handshake. I guess they don't do the Ring of Honor thing there. The Code of Honor does not exist in WWE.
No.
And here was a strange example.
Okay? This is going to be a good example. I'll let you get back to it, but this is a good example of them. This will be a representation
of
feud.
It's a big story,
too. Going to be at the top of the... Yeah.
I just don't want to see them. I don't want to see them break up. I love those two together.
I know.
I don't want to see that. That breaks my heart.
I have a feeling Big E's going to come back at some point.
I hope he does. And here's where things got confusing. Wasn't Braun Breaker a babyface last week?
Yes.
Wasn't he moving away from the IC title?
And they tried to explain that, and then they didn't explain anything, so it's all confusing.
Yeah. they did not explain it. I don't know why, but Braun Breaker came out, hit a spear on Uso. Xavier tried to talk Kingston out of helping him, but he went in anyway. Breaker would attack Xavier.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody got their ass kicked. That's the story.
I'm going to put the super chat up real quick.
Yeah, let me see. Holy hell. Raw reverted back to 2 hours. Well, I think it's going to get better, to be honest. I think the problem here is that it's the pacing. For a two-hour show, this was not great.
I think it had to do with them getting used to running a two-hour show. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They just haven't done it in a while.
Yeah.
Braun Breaker came out, like I said. He attacked them. Viking Raiders promo happened. Backstage, The Miz was talking to Karrion Kross. R-Truth came out and asked The Miz why he's not responding to his text. Miz revealed that he's no longer, they're no longer a team for real. Truth gets upset. Miz challenges him into a match next week. So we're going to get that match. This was fascinating. A good old-fashioned Donnybrook match. Sheamus defeated Pete Dunne. This was wild. There was a great spot. Off the barrel through the table that Pete Dunne went through. Sheamus is fascinating. He was a guy that was very disliked for a long time, and then all of a sudden people realize that he's such a great badass and people started liking him again. It's funny how those things work. Judgment Day arrived with Raquel Rodriguez. And they're just building the feud there.
Like a chauffeur.
She was driving. Liv cut a quick promo on Rhea. And then they ended up leaving. So the other thing is here, you're going to have Liv and Nia in Saudi Arabia, and you're going to get Cody and Gunther in Saudi Arabia. Those are the two matches so far announced. Ethan Page showed up on Raw to file a complaint with Adam Pearce over CM Punk costing him the title. Ava was also there.
It sets up a little
hint for what happened on the second tapings with Ava there. Someone's dad showed up. Did you see that?
I didn't.
No. Mm. Lyra Valkyria, Natty, Zelina Vega, Caden Carter, and Katana Chance defeated Pure Fusion Collective and Unholy Union. WWE World Champion Gunther defeated Sami Zayn. This was a fun match.
It was. It's very good.
And at the end, Cody stared down Gunther.
Sami's awesome. Yeah. I'm always rebel at how good Sami is. He's such a good underneath character. Come from underneath.
Yeah.
So good.
I don't know. Braun Breaker was a babyface last week, right? Am I hallucinating this? Because somebody just messaged me and said,
at the very end of the match, it's like he gave Jay respect. And then, obviously, that was like a lie.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's all. It was only a minute. It was like, oh, he's turning babyface. And then last night, obviously, no. So, but yeah, they didn't explain anything. So I think that's the thing, is we got to wait till next week to hear more.
Yeah. NXT tonight, doubleheader. Not a doubleheader. They're going head to head. See, I got baseball on my mind, dude. I got baseball on my mind. NXT and AEW title Tuesday will be going head-to-head tonight. NXT North American champion Obafemi versus Tony D'Angelo. Randy Orton versus Javon Evans. Jade Cargill, Bianca Belair, and Kalani Jordan against Fatal Influence. Sexy Red is back. Get him sexy.
She showed up last night, too.
She showed, I know. Sexy Red is back on NXT for a concert, I guess. Maybe she's going to sing Sexy Boy.
I don't know if... from what I've heard of hers, I don't know if that's the greatest act, but...
I don't think
It's not my demographic.
You're too old and too white for Sexy Red, I'm telling you right now.
Yep.
WWE NXT Tag Team Championships on the line. Nathan Frazier and Axiom against A-Town Down Under. Trick Williams, who addressed the NXT Universe. We'll hear from Roxanne Perez and Cora Jade. And Jey Uso appears. This is in St. Louis. AEW title Tuesday. Bryan Danielson and Wheeler Yuta against Pac and Claudio Castagnoli. AEW Women's title number one contendership match. Britt Baker versus Willow. Now, this is getting interesting to me.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's say Britt becomes the number one contender. Then it's Britt and Mariah May, which would be a great match. But I'm curious what happens with Mercedes, because does Mercedes eventually go for that? We'll find out.
Well, they're doing something for her title shot, I think.
Yeah. Hook wants answers as to who in fact attacked Taz. I was tweeting with Taz the other day. We were talking about the Mets. You know my wife is sitting today at the game when she goes?
Where is she sitting?
Right next to Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh, God.
The row above Jerry. And then Chris Rock is right in front too. So she's in like the celebrity corner tonight.
Mm-mm.
What's the deal with the Mets? I wonder, if he was there, I'd be like, what do you think? Like, do you think Danielson's retired? Danielson! I just want him to watch wrestling and get frantic over it. I love frantic Jerry.
You want to sit with Jerry Seinfeld and watch wrestling?
Yes, I may see him next week if they win, yeah. AWTBS champion and New Japan strong women's champion Mercedes Moné against Emi Sakura. That should be a great match also. Brody King and Darby Allin face-to-face. Hologram versus Commander. Not many titles on the line for Title Tuesday. If any.
No.
If any. But this is setting up for Wrestle Dream this Saturday in Tacoma, Washington. AEW champion Bryan Danielson defends against Jon Moxley in possibly Danielson's final match for a while. AEW Tag Team Champions, the Young Bucks defend against Private Party. All right, whatever. Let's see. I'm curious if this goes anywhere. That's what I'm curious about. TNT Champion Jack Perry defends against Shibata. AEW International Champion Will Ospreay defends against Ricochet and Takeshita, which is what I want to see.
Probably
going to
be one of the best matches of that, yep. that whole show.
And I think it would be great to put that title on Takeshita, and you continue to feud between Ospreay and Ricochet, and there's no title muddying it up. Ring of Honor. World champion Mark Briscoe defends against Chris Jericho, Darby Allin, and Brody King. And on Zero Hour, you have the ROH Men's TV Championship on the line. Atlantis defends against Brian Cage.
My guess is we'll get like five more matches added between now and then. I don't know.
This show seems like it's been a little rushed. Like, there's Jerry panicking when Mox beats Brian. Blood! You know, he faints at blood, Jerry. Jerry, there's a lot of blood. There's a lot of blood. I don't know. I think the problem with the show, it kind of came out of nowhere for a lot of people. There was so much happening and so much discourse around AEW that had nothing to do with this pay-per-view. I don't know how well it'll draw.
Right.
I really don't. And I'm not saying that to be critical. I hope it does well because the card is magnificent. I mean, these matches are going to be fantastic. But I don't know what this number is going to be. All right. You want to do questions?
Real quick. Do you got anything new to say about the TV rights deal? This is the first super chat we got. Hey, Andrew, congrats on being so right about the new AEW.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, man, listen, I just report what's told to me by some people that know things. I have no reason to bullshit you. I have no reason to make this up. I don't know why people think that it's something to make up. I really don't know. I don't know why anybody would make this up. I do this as a passion project. I don't do this because I'm looking to... I mean, listen, if you guys want to support me and I could stay home and I don't have to go into work every day, I'll do this every freaking day. But I don't do this for... Right now, I don't do this for profit whatsoever. I do this because I have a blast doing it. I don't know why people doubt. Maybe I was too soon. I knew things too early, and it took a while. I think that's the biggest problem. I don't report things like, I don't time reports, okay? And I'll give you a little insight. Most people that do this appropriately, right? Most real journalists, real reporters in this field, or in any sports, let's say sports media. My wife just sent me that there's a man with a garbage can with live crabs in front of her school, and he's selling live crabs in front of her school.
Oh, that's appropriate.
Well, you know, it's the heart of Flushing. Flushing, Queens, here we go. Would you like some dumpster crabs that he picked out of the river? The Flushing Bay?
Oh, they're not even good ones. Oh, God. Eek.
I'm sorry. That's so distracting. Most people hang on to stories, okay? And they strategically time it. I don't do that. I'm told something, I post it. It may take a year, maybe take 2 years, but everything I said, listen, in January, I reported that they were going to simulcast on Max. They're going to simulcast Collision and Dynamite, not Rampage. That was January 26th. I probably had it early, mid-January. I just waited to talk about it on the show, and then I posted it. Think about how long it took from January to today for that news to come out. Nearly 10 months. It's like that with most of these things. Joel Pearl wants me to please send dumpster crabs.
Jesus.
Yep. This is the world we live in. Dumpster crabs. I wonder how good they are. I have no reason to make this up, dude. And you know what? And if I'm wrong, if something changes, I immediately post. Hey, listen, things change. But people don't like that answer. Apparently, in this world, everything is right or wrong, black and white. There's no room for change. You can't change anything. I could tell you Collision, for example, right? Collision was never intended to be an A show. It was always going to be a replacement for the two shows they took off the internet, Dark and Dark Elevation. But that changed, right? I was also told that show might have been a 605 show. There was some conversations around, hey, it would be great to do that. I've also was told a while ago that AEW is planning on doing a studio-based show. I know for a fact
that might actually be happening.
I think, you know what? I have to tell you, I think I don't have anything, like, I don't have any kind of programming notes or anything about that. But there's so much discourse and conversation about AEW doing a studio-based show, much like how Primetime was or what WCW used to do, that I think it can happen now. I think that's a possibility in the within the next 4 or 5 years. I don't know when it could happen. Listen, Meal in a Match. We spoke about that. How long ago did I hint that they were planning on doing a dinner and a movie, but with wrestling?
Well over a year.
2 years ago? Maybe 2 years ago?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's been quite a bit, yes.
And now look at that. They've gotten picked up for multiple episodes. I can also tell you that there are people within WBD that are very tickled by RJ Reynolds. RJ City, I'm sorry. RJ Reynolds. RJ Reynolds, the co-author of The Death of WCW. RJ City. Sorry, RJ. I love you. I really do. RJ and Renee, they love them. There's opportunity there. I think this deal is going to be very positive. I the next couple years for this company, they just need to get hot again. Same goes for WWE. You know, you go through these ebbs and flows. I never was concerned. 2019 could have been possibly the worst year for that company for WWE. It probably was. In the modern era, I would say 2019 was one of the worst. But they were coming out of it, right? 2020 Royal Rumble was shifting the momentum. I don't know how far it would have shifted it, but there was a shift with Drew McIntyre becoming the king of that company. But the pandemic changed everything, so that happened. All right, let's do questions, boys and girls. Anything and everything you could ask me.
Okay, I'm gonna put up
RJ Reynolds. RD Reynolds. That's RD Reynolds. RJ Reynolds is tobacco. You know what? I think that's a great gimmick for RJ. And RJ Reynolds was the outfielder for the Pirates in the 80s, I believe. I think, you know what? What if RJ City became RJ Reynolds and he just became a big tobacco guy? He became a big tobacco guy. It's good for you. He starts pushing that narrative.
Let's go to the super chats.
Yeah.
This is from Urzara. Hey, man. Go ahead.
I can't. I'm so sorry. It's difficult for me to read because I need
reading
glasses.
I'll read it.
All right, you read it.
Hey, man. Yurari from Twitter here. Hope you're doing good. When will Shockwave deal be done, you think? Oh, why not me when I get to New York here from Australia?
Oh, I'll take you on that offer. And I want a nice, crisp white wine. You know what I want? I want a nice, fruity Sauvignon Blanc. Okay, that's what I want. I don't know. I don't know how far along they are right now. I know that they are talking about this next deal. Swerve in that, you know, I don't know if that was, you know, kind of throw people off that he mentioned that they're going to Fox or not. I don't know. I've had one conversation about this, about the Fox thing. I was a little apprehensive on reporting it, but I got wind from other people that is a reality. So I spoke about it. I was only told in this, you know, a wink and a nod way that there's a sales opportunity for that company, right? They have inventory. They see the popularity of wrestling. They just lost a major, major, you know, selling point for Fox. Do they want to replace it with another wrestling product? Historically, Fox does not like doing this. They don't like taking, you know, something and replacing it with something similar. That they don't really, especially Fox Sports, they don't think that way. But when they see an opportunity and they see the inventories there that likes wrestling, you're going to take that opportunity. And that's how it was said to me. And I only heard Fox. I've never once been told FS1. I've never been told another network. I've never been told, I don't know, Tubi, another Fox property. I've never been told anything. The only words that were used to me was Fox. And it was said in a very different way. Now, other people have asked and other people have gotten more information on Fox. I know Sean has been fantastic on this. I know Dave has been pushing this. Is it a reality? Now, the only 2 days that it would be a reality is a Tuesday or a Thursday. And that would be one thing. I was also, I'm getting a call now. No, people don't know. I'm doing a show. I was under the impression that it's a 1 hour show based on what was said to me. Maybe that's not the case. Maybe it's a 2 hour show. You know, the same went for Collision. Collision, I was under the impression that it was a 1 hour show when we first reported it. And it was just to get talent on there. You know, that you normally don't see on TV. I'm very curious about it. Whatever it is good. You know, I will say, whatever this is, right? If it is an A show, if it's a B show, or if it's just programming that they put on anywhere, just to get programming on there, it doesn't matter. It'll get maybe a couple hundred thousand views being on Fox. They could air it whenever, and that's it, right? If it's that, it's a nothing. And it's extra money for the company, and that's fine. You got to remember how many shows WWE had in its peak time for viewership. Velocity, Jacked, Metal, you know, they had Superstars and this and that. It was a lot of content out there. Now, if this is an A show and it's a 2 hour show, this will change everything about the company. I don't want people to think it's just going to be Collision. You know, Collision was not a bigger deal. It was not going to shift the company in a different trajectory. It was another show extending what Dynamite does. They cannot do what Dynamite does on Fox National. They have to present this in a very different way. And I don't know if that's the goal. You know, if it's on FS1, it's a 1 hour block of wrestling. That's fantastic. You replaced Rampage with another show. You didn't lose your hours on TV. You didn't lose your viewership minutes. And you just replace it and you put it there, and it's good. Talent will get TV time. If this is a 2 hour, if this is on Fox National, I don't know how the hell they would present a 1 hour show. They would have to be very creative. Not saying it's they're incapable, but I'm just putting on this is my opinion, right? I'm just giving my opinion as a pro wrestling fan and someone kind of adjacent to the business side.
Can I add an alternative?
Give me an alternative
idea to this.
Yeah.
So, what do you think about if it does work to go on Fox? What do you think about going back to the old Saturday or Sunday afternoon or morning shows and do something like that?
Listen, it very well could be that. It very well could be. I don't know, but okay. So you do that. You're attracting a younger audience. It's not going to be. It's not going to be an A show. You know, you could put on all You know what? Do you know what I would do if that's the case? I'll tell you right now. If that's the case, I would do all of those guys like Hologram, all the Lucha stuff, all the fun stuff. Like Darby Allin could be the face of that show.
I would. For many of us, that was our window into getting into wrestling.
Of course it was. And you know what? WWE doesn't need to do that anymore. Because their arms have spread so deep in this world of sports entertainment that they don't need to cater to the kids on Saturday morning. But I don't know. I don't know, and I'm very curious about it. I'm curious if Shane is... we'll talk about Shane because there's a question here. But whatever it is, I hope it works. Because it's good for wrestling. Not because I want AEW to kill WWE or anything like that. I think it's healthy for wrestling for more content to be on there and more of these guys to be on TV. I want everybody that does this is a professional wrestler involved to make as much possible money as you can. Because you don't know what happens tomorrow. You don't know. Yeah. Great question.
This one, how much does WWE's arena exclusivity window hurt AEW in trying to market and promote their shows or scarcity of shows in certain cities?
I think it's more of an annoyance.
Pretty much only New York, right?
No. I think the Staples Center is one. They can't run the Staples.
True.
You know, I think they have it with certain markets. I don't think it really, it's more of an annoyance. You know, like you talk about like what are important buildings to run. The Staples Center is one, obviously. They run the Boston Garden. They run the Boston Garden. They run TD Garden. They cannot run MSG. They cannot run Barclays Center. They run UBS. You know, the costs are also very high for the Garden in Barclays. So I don't know if it makes a big difference for them when they're coming here once
maybe
or twice
a
year.
Maybe that's just a financial decision and not that. Just
No. It's an exclusivity. No, it's an exclusivity thing. They, okay. Tony would love to run the Garden. Are you kidding me? But, you know, if they ran the Garden, I would very willingly bet that they would come close to what they could consider a sellout, right? Can they have 13,000-14,000 people in that building for that? Sure. With a big ramp? Yeah, of course. I think they could do it. It's a Garden. But the cost of that is very high. The ticket prices are going to be very high if they can. I would be very curious on how it would look and be presented in that building, because the other time that I've seen wrestling in that building in recent times was Ring of Honor and New Japan, and that did not look like you were running the Garden for a wrestling show. It looked very different. House lights were on. They weren't equipped like AEW, so I'm curious how the presentation would work. I don't think it affects them. I think it's just an annoyance.
Okay. What are the chances Kevin Owens jumps to AEW? This is from
I don't know.
Amir.
He's really good friends with the Bucks, but WWE has given him a great life. This man became a very, very wealthy man in that company, and they accommodate heavily. So if you care about the accommodations, you're going to stay there. If you don't, then you want to venture out like Bryan Danielson, you're going to venture out. I think Kevin Owens would be a great get for them. He's a tremendous talent. But would he come off as larger than life like he does on WWE TV? I don't know.
Okay. All right. So I got a bunch of Andrew questions, I think, that just speak to you.
Ask me anything.
So Rob Dog, chances at Stone Cold Steve Austin has a match at Mania?
It's getting smaller and smaller. I think we came close a couple times. As much as I would love to see Steve do something again, it's getting smaller and smaller. But, you know, they're just still taking with that CM Punk match.
And then this one is another one right in that same vein, right to your fandom. You think Shane McMahon shows up on WrestleDream?
God, I hope. I hope. I don't know. I think the Shane thing is really fascinating. You know, they could use someone like Shane. They have the money now. You don't get an opportunity to have someone that's been in the mix for so long in professional wrestling and has seen the build of that company essentially his entire life, and then get to sweep, you know, take him and sweep him up. I think that's a really good opportunity. I just don't know what Shane wants. Maybe it's a logistics thing. Maybe Shane wants to work in the office. Maybe Shane doesn't. Maybe, you know, I don't know. But I think having Shane would definitely be a plus rather than hurting them.
Okay. CB asks, Andrew, why can't AEW stop fighting in the locker room, and why didn't they stop the shit being spread around about Britt Baker?
Was there another fight I don't know?
Yeah. No, I think he's referring to one that happened a little bit back when she got suspended.
I will say this, right? I don't go into the backstage drama or the politics of that, but I think the difference is these things happen in AEW and these things happen in WWE, and you hear more about the AEW side than you do the WWE different. Side. Because I have heard some wild stuff about WWE and conversations that have happened aggressively and things happening. Like, and those are squashed immediately. I that's the difference. Issa, when you fighting me?
Oh,
I have no problem. I'll hit Issa. I'll beat her up. I'll do one of these. Look. One of these. Boom. And then I'll rake the back. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do that. And
you're
going to
be Hulk
rake in the back. And then I'm going to run. I'm going to run away.
Oh, dear.
I'm going to run away.
All right, here's another one. This is another super chat. Thank you. Amir, why isn't Danhausen on AEW? Did he get fired?
I don't think
that's
he's fired.
A mystery.
I don't know, but what a fantastic character he is to put on TV. Like, you're in October, right? I would have Danhausen out every week on every show, just doing like a Danhausen, like a monster theater spooky thing.
He'd be a perfect one for a morning show, like we talked about, we just discussed. He'd be a perfect act for something like that.
You know, like how RJ does his show? RJ Reynolds, the tobacco guy, how he does that show, Hey EW? I think you'd do something like that with Danhausen.
Absolutely. All right. I'm trying to find another one here.
Fire these questions up.
Okay.
Have you guys noticed a new camera that I'm using today, by the way? The shot is different. This is a new camera here.
Is it actually a show on Fox and FS1? And that would that make it the A show immediately?
I don't know. I don't know if this is where... I'm just... I've never heard... I try to say this every time because I don't want it to turn into Andrew reported Fox. I've only heard Fox. The word Fox has been used. I don't know if that's a verbiage thing, like how people at WBD still call it Turner. So I don't know. I don't know. But it, I mean, I would have to make it an A show if it's on Fox. Yeah, it would have to be.
In a related question, is there any chance you think we get Dark Elevation back in any capacity?
I think, honestly, I think you need to turn Collision into that.
It kind of is already.
It kind of is already, right? It kind of is already. It's a lot of tag matches. It's a lot of Ring of Honor guys. You know, it's the FTR show. You got the Blade Runners. What's his name over? Why is my brain stopping?
The Outrunners?
The Outrunners, yeah.
Love that act. Love the stuff they're doing with FTR right now.
Yeah. Yeah, they're fantastic. The Outrunners are fantastic. Got them over. So, I think if you have an A show on Fox, you're going to have to pivot that show.
Here's another one. It's from Sean Garner. When does Stephanie Vaquer appear in person for NXT, and why did they have Julia lose to Roxanne, who will be forever champ or champ?
I don't
forever?
Know. I thought that loss was interesting for sure.
Well, it sets up more programs for her. Now she's got two programs, and I think eventually she'll get that title. But I don't know why everybody thought they were going to put it on her right away, or they should. You want to get her over by having her wrestle more.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
I don't know when Stephanie's appearing. Maybe tonight.
Last I heard, she still was having visa issues.
Oh, is that still going on?
I don't know. It's been a minute since I've heard anything like that. Let's see. Okay, Ask by On the Bell. Let's see. Do you think Netflix dropped the ball not interviewing JR for the Vince doc? All the stories he has privy to.
Maybe did he not want to do it? I don't know if there was a story there.
Or maybe Tony. Tony prohibited him to. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe he wasn't allowed, or they didn't. I don't know. I did not. I'm going to tell you that Vince doc. It was to me, right? Other than two very fascinating points. One, obviously, his relationship with Shane McMahon, his son, his relationship with his father. But the big revelation, what the hell are you thinking, was when he was speaking about his consensual affair with the referee. And he said it was consensual, and then he followed up with, but if it wasn't, the statute of limitations has run out. So that's not a normal response.
That felt icky to me. Yeah, that felt very icky.
Yeah, very icky. Very icky. JR did not get asked. That's fascinating.
Okay. Interesting.
Would he have done it? Sassafras.
I think he would have. I think it would have been, they might have had to edit him a little bit.
But I'm going to tell you, nobody was going to come out there and bury Vince. It was not going to happen.
No.
It was not going to happen. Even the people that would love that opportunity, nobody was going to do it.
Okay.
I don't need to hear ever again in a documentary the WrestleMania attendance and how Hulk Hogan had no idea if Andre was going to put him over. I'm tired of it. I can't hear it anymore.
Yeah, and 500,000
people in that building.
And every time he tells a damn story, it's a little, there's something else that he adds to it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So here's another one. Sup, Andrew. Do you think the Jericho ROH title situation could be a setup for Shockwave on Fox?
I don't know. I wish I knew more on Ring of Honor. I've never once ever had a conversation about Ring of Honor TV. I've spoken about everything else you could imagine. I've never, ever once have had been told anything about Ring of Honor or heard anything about Ring of Honor. I don't know. Is it needed anymore? Is Ring of Honor needed?
I think the idea of putting the AEW AEW presents ROH would be a better way of going about it. And then just put it on YouTube. I think they would do much better putting that. But that could be your Dark and Elevation replacement.
Yeah,
just
I don't
to
know.
Get more people on, more people reps. Okay, hey Andrew, what would be your preferred AEW weekly show schedule?
I would have said Tuesdays and Thursdays. Tuesdays for I mean, now with a third show, I have no idea. But I think Tuesday Dynamite was supposed to be on Tuesday originally. Do you remember that? That's what it was. TNT
and
Dynamite.
It was because of the NBA, Dynamite. They couldn't.
Yeah. So Tuesday and Thursdays are fantastic days, but I mean, I don't know where they're gonna fit this third show. So I don't know. I would like Tuesdays and Thursdays. I don't like the Saturday. I actually, to be honest, I like the Saturday, but I don't like it for their business end. For me, I like Saturdays because I don't go out on Saturday nights. What am I, an amateur? Going out on a Saturday night?
Who would
I like to go out midweek. Thursday, Wednesday. Those are my nights out. Okay. Not Saturday.
So here's some spicy Ben. Why not just put Ring of Honor? Yeah. Why not put Ring of Honor on True TV? Isn't WBD reshuffling their content across the board?
Well, I would expect AEW content on True TV, especially when they transition over to more sports-based content. I definitely expect it. I don't know what it is. But again, I don't know if they have any interest in Ring of Honor. I don't know. I don't feel like they do. I don't think that they feel that there's any kind of momentum at all. The IP is needed. I think it's fantastic that Tony got it. Having it as a VOD service and having their archives. The problem also is you have to go and remaster a lot of those things. And you're not going to do it unless someone's paying for it. You know, WWE got some... That WWE 24/7 network that they had originally kind of started their remastering process. And it transitioned into the network. I think for AEW, they need something to kind of make it worthwhile to remaster it. The DVD business does not exist. The Blu-ray business does not exist. Everything is streaming. And I don't know how many people are willing to pay or consume Ring of Honor content like that. I love Ring of Honor. Like it's one of the most instrumental parts of professional wrestling today. It changed a lot of it. It came off the offshoot of ECW dying, and it took the best aspects of ECW, while other promotions took the worst. So I think it's still important, but I don't know where you put it. I don't know if it's worth it. I don't know. There's very, very little value currently because they're not a touring brand, so you can't really predict what they're going to be able to do. They have, what, like 10,000 subscribers to that service?
Yeah, it's not a lot, I heard. I mean, maybe it's more now. Brian Knight, now that the media deals are done, do you think there's a market for a third major promotion, North American promotion?
I mean, we have TNA. We have TNA. Well, you have NXT, right? You have NXT, which is adjacent. You have NXT, you have AEW, you have WWE, you have TNA.
Mm-hmm.
MLW's on TV. MLW's still a thing. You know, you have it is there.
New Japan has an American presence.
Yeah, right? I mean, way more of an American presence than they did. I think a third and a fourth do exist. I think it's just a matter of how much wrestling can we consume? Because what's happened now, the top guys, the top companies like AEW and WWE have saturated so much content that it kind of, like, any normal person, we're not normal. None of us here are normal, okay? Spicy Ben TV VODs in the chat, not normal. Big Man Dogs, not normal. Marcus, not normal. None of us. None of us are normal because we consume wrestling very differently. I can't, even me, I'm full, dude. I'm full. I have no more room in my week to consume it. Some people will because it's so saturated. You got SmackDown, you got Raw, you got a pay-per-view, then you got Dynamite, then you got Collision, and you got a pay-per-view and Rampage still. Then you got TNA. Oh, I'm sorry, you got NXT, another one, 2 hours, and then you got an NXT pay-per-view. It's a lot. It's a lot of wrestling to follow. It's a lot of people to be invested in. Someone said this to me from the TV side of things, and I found it interesting. They said, listen, watch hours are really important, right? Can you consume every NFL game on Sunday? Do you have that appetite? Most likely, no. You only follow what you're into, but some do. Some have that, but it's a very small percentage. And do you know why that percentage also exists? That consumes everything on that Sunday? Gambling, bettings. You can't bet on wrestling. So your invested interest is less.
But why would you?
I mean that's silly to bet on wrestling. It really comes from a saturation of watch hours. You're also competing with everything else, like TikTok. Do you know how often I have wrestling on and I'm just like my wife and I doom scroll in bed? You're competing with everything now. You're not just competing with wrestling. It's a very different platform. Like media has shifted astronomically. All right, let's do a couple more. You guys want me to stay? I'll stay. You want me to leave? You got stuff to do? I'll leave.
Yeah. So, this is from Paul Anthony Moss. If WWE didn't have a split roster, do you think Cody would still be champ, or are they hot potato the main title more?
Cody, yeah. No, 100%, I think Cody would be champion. I don't think Gunther would be champion.
Yeah, I think I think that keeping it on one person strengthens the title more. It makes it feel bigger the longer that person has it. That's why when he beat Roman, it was so important. Okay. You got any more questions? We can do a couple more.
Yeah, let's do a couple more.
Well, I don't see any more. here's one.
Okay.
Here's Mark. Marcus has a good follow-up question to the ROH stuff. ROH to Tubi. Could that be a thing? Because Tubi's at Fox. That would actually be a great spot for it.
Yeah. Henry in the chat says, do you think Tony Khan regrets not taking the CW deal for Ring of Honor? Maybe, unless he has something something bigger planned.
Okay.
Which we don't know about.
Super chat.
Oh, here we go. Amir, thank you.
How often do you think Brian will continue to wrestle?
I think they'll bring him for the Australia show.
Be honest with you, I wouldn't be surprised he gets a surgery and we don't see him until the All In show in July.
I'm very emotionally attached to Danielson Wrestling because he's my favorite. So my bias comes into play here where I want to see him on TV regularly. I don't know. I don't know when he's getting the surgery. If he's getting it now, I don't know what the recovery time would be, but
I just want to be healthy.
Yeah.
No. Okay, here we go. We kind of addressed this, but John C., what do you think about the Riyadh Crown Jewel Championship?
Yeah, you Michigan boys have a problem with that word. Riyadh Crown Jewel. I mean, it's fine. My father, it's a trophy.
Yes.
It's not going to be on TV.
It's very much like the Owen. They did this. AEW, right?
Braun Strowman won it, didn't he? Didn't he win that title?
He won a battle royal, and they gave him a big green belt that was the looked like the WWE title.
Yeah,
it's just silly. And they're trophies. It's just something for them. You know what? People should look at it this way. We don't have to worry about them hot potatoing titles just to change the title.
Dude, I told you. My father came in the room. He goes, "My God, look at that chandelier." anything else, or I'm out of here?
I think that's it. I think we should end it there.
We're good. Guys, this was a blast. Love each and every one of you. We'll be back on Friday on the Matt Men channel. You want more Matt Men? You want more Andrew and Rich? Tune in every Friday, 10:30 Eastern on youtube.com/MattMenPodcast. You can catch us there. Subscribe to us there also. Hey, follow me on X, okay? That's where I leave all this stuff. Joel Pearl, the greatest Royal Rumble. Best in the world. Was that it? It was the greatest Royal Rumble.
Yes, it was. I'm going to put this last. I got to go back and put this up. But
put up
this one because we got a five. Amir sent us $5 more. Thank you. After WrestleDream, how often do you think Brian will continue to wrestle?
Didn't we just read that one? Didn't we just talk about this?
Oh, we did. I'm sorry. Okay, my bad.
What is this, Groundhog's Day?
Definitely time to go.
Definitely time to go. Guys, this is a blast. And I want to say this. You know, it's been a wild couple of years. I love being on here. I love being on Fightful. This is a tremendous community that Sean and everybody else here has built. And I love taking part in this. I love how you guys engage. And it's a blast for me. I say this all the time. This is a fun thing for me. And I continue loving it each and every time I do this show. So thank you to you guys. I'll see you all next time. Bye-bye for now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.